Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. May the force be with you. I'm glad to be with you as well. And you're going to be glad you're with me because we got our good buddy Brian Moran back on the show. Brian has a relatively new gig. I'm so excited for him because he is working with one of my favorite organizations on the planet. Certainly my favorite publication, the Wall Street Journal. He's executive director of sales development, specifically with the small business world. That's you and me, folks. His new job is to support you and me, and that makes me very happy. Brian Moran, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you very much.
I've already called Rupert and congratulated him. You know, he and I talk all the time, and
sure.
I told him how smart I thought they were for bringing you on board.
Well, I appreciate the endorsement.
And so anyway, good job. And one of the things I wanted you to do is a lot of people don't realize that there are many things going on out there across the country, across the United States, and then later on in our visit, we're going to talk about some global stuff, but across the United States that Wall Street Journal is working on to help small business owners. And so I'd like my audience to know a little bit about some of these things you're working on, Brian, so they can show up at some of them.
Well, since I've been here, I've learned that the journal really has its hands in so many different projects regarding entrepreneurship in America. And one of the things that the journal does is a series of events called How I Built It. And it started off as relatively small local events, and now they've built up to where we're going to be in six markets this year around the country. And what these events do is they highlight successful entrepreneurs, and we get, the attendees get the background on, basically their roadmap of how they started their companies, the potholes and pitfalls that they hit along the way.
What were the best practices? What did they do right? What did they do wrong? Where did they fail? Those are the things that I like to listen to. I like to hear. I'm not so enamored with the success stories. I like to hear what they did wrong, where they failed. That's the most valuable to me.
What's exciting is that the moderator, who is Colleen DeBase, who's the Wall Street Journal Small Business Editor.
Right, we know Colleen.
She'll have dinner with the panelists the night before, and you know how entrepreneurs are. They love to talk and talk about not only their successes but their failures. And she says typically that, they figure out the theme of the discussion the night before. And, there's a common thread with all of the panelists that they will, start from. But the great part is that the conversation can go almost anywhere, and the audience really gets involved in it. They ask some great questions.
Well, it's authentic. But what you just described is authenticity.
Absolutely.
And people have an authenticity antenna that runs up real quick. And they love it.
Yep. And so we start this now March 31st in San Diego.
Right.
And it'll start in San Diego. We move to Boston in April, Washington in May, Austin, Texas in June, and then Chicago and New York in the fall.
All right. And so can they find it? Is there a place where they can go and find these schedules?
I think you can. It's on WSJ.com.
Wall Street Journal, WSJ.com, and what's the title of the program again?
It's called How I Built It.
How I Built It. So folks, go to WSJ.com, and maybe I don't know if you go to the small business section, but type in How I Built It into the search engine, and there should be a schedule there, shouldn't there, Brian?
Yep. And you can always. I'll give everyone my email, Brian. Brian.Moran, Moran, at WSJ.com. And if anybody has any questions about the particular events, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you for that, Brian. And folks, so take advantage. If you're in those areas, Will these things be videoed and put up on the website at all, Brian?
We are going to.
Oh, that's great.
Them. Yeah. So right. we're very excited.
So folks out in, you know, if they can't get to Boston or San Diego or whatever, just hang around for a little while and you'll remind us when they're available to be on to watch the thing online.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we like that. I'll tell you what, this is real stuff that I want to tip my hat to Wall Street Journal for caring about us and for doing this kind of thing. And folks, as you may know, I've been working with Wall Street Journal now for some time. I talked about it being my favorite publication, and it is. But I've been working with them as a partner for a long time, and I'm telling you, these guys really get it. Elisa Kuhl and Brian now at the Wall Street Journal. I'm very excited about the direction that the WSJ is going with regard to small business. Quick break. We come back. Brian and I are going to talk about his thoughts on the state of entrepreneurship in America. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.